This is Shelley Koffler with KERA News. Texas public television stations are taking an hour-long look at a big challenge facing the state. The program, Texas Perspectives Water, explores efforts to meet the need as we face drought and a growing population. KERA contributed to the program with a report on a North Texas project that's providing for humans and the environment. The first light of day is like an alarm clock for creatures that depend on the East Fork Wetlands Project, one of the largest man-made wetlands in the country. Insects, animals, and more than 250 species of birds began their daily search for food and shelter in this lush, soggy landscape 20 miles east of Dallas. But supporting wildlife is only part of what makes this project so valuable. It's also expanding the dwindling water supply for nearly 2 million North Texans.
I can't place a price tag on it. We're using water that we couldn't have developed otherwise. It's very, very difficult to develop new supplies.
Mike Rickman is the deputy director for the North Texas Municipal Water District, which serves more than 40 communities, including fast-growing Frisco, Plano, and Rockwall. During the past decade, drought has dried up reservoirs. Invasive zebra mussels made things worse by taking Lake Texoma out of commission.
When we lost 28% of our supply with Lake Texoma as a result of the zebra mussels, we didn't have any surplus. Our option was to buy as much water as we could from adjacent utilities, which we've done.
Then Rickman and the Water District discovered landowner John Bunker Sands wanted to transform 1,800 acres of nearby farmland into a more natural, marshy environment. He needed water. The Water District needed land to create a system that could expand its supply by treating wastewater with plants and settling ponds instead of chemicals.
We pull water out of the Trinity River. We process 45 million gallons of water a day comes through here.
Now, at the John Bunker Sands Education Center, built in the midst of the wetlands, volunteer Bob Ritchie shows visitors how the project, completed in 2009, supports wildlife and humans. At the north end of the project, the Trinity is mostly treated wastewater from laundry rooms, kitchens, and bathrooms, clean enough for the environment, but not for drinking. Instead of just sending the water downstream, an intake station pulls it out of the river and releases it into a series of ponds where more than a million specially selected plants do their job.
There's two kinds of plants in a wetlands. There is aquatic plants, which grow completely underwater, and then there's what's called emergent plants. All these plants grow in hydric soils.
Ritchie explains that as the water flows downhill, the sediment settles. The plants absorb nitrogen and phosphorus in a process known as phytoremediation. Those elements found in fertilizer are difficult and expensive for water districts to remove, but for plants, they're food.
The major workhorse of the wetlands is the bulrush, is the biggest rush that we have. It's the one that does the majority of the phytoremediation. The pickerel weed here, it also is, it's great for wildlife, it's great for bees, but it also does some of the work of the wetlands also.
In as little as a week, the wastewater is cleansed by the wetlands and piped back to Lake Levan for final treatment. It's a process that produces almost as much water as a reservoir at about one-fourth the construction cost. The thousands of school children and adults who visit each year may first notice the abundance of wildlife, but those like Kathy Nance soon gain an appreciation for water conservation, too.
The wetland here can naturally clean the water, and the plants actually do a better job of cleaning the water than the treatment centers do.
It's nature doing double duty, providing sustenance for plants and animals, and one solution for quenching human thirst. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.